Chapter 1 Dorlcote Mill. The town of St. Ogg's on the River Floss is a busy, lively, flourishing place. Ships pass up and down the river, bringing coal and timber, and taking away the delicious cheeses and fine woolen cloth produced in the town. It is one of those old, old towns that seem part of nature. Beyond its red roofs and great warehouses, the fields stretch green and fruitful to the horizon, and the River Floss hurries to meet the sea. People have lived here since Roman times, and the town bears the traces of its long history. The old hall was built by the Normans, and the ruined chapel is older still. This was the original chapel, dedicated to St. Og, the patron saint of the town. According to the legend, Og was a boatman who earned a modest living taking passengers across the River Floss. One stormy evening, he saw a poor, ragged woman with a child in her arms, standing on the riverbank, weeping. Og asked her why she wept, and she said that none of the boatmen would take her across the river, because the weather was bad and she had no money. Og said to the woman, "I will take you across the river, if that is your heart's desire," and he took her across. When the woman stepped out of the boat on the other shore, her ragged clothes turned into flowing white robes, and her tired face became bright and beautiful, and light shone from her like the light of the moon. And she said, "Og, you are blessed, because you did not question the heart's desire. From now on your boat will never be in danger from the storm, and if you set out to rescue drowning people, you will save their lives." And when the floods came, many were saved by...